With us now is one of our country's top economists. We have with us Larry Kudlow, who has the number one show on Fox Business and the number one show on Saturdays on WABC Radio on Saturday mornings from 10 to 1. Larry Kudlow, the market went down 500 points today. The State Department is putting out warnings to all our citizens in the Ukraine. What say you?
Well, look at this sort of almost out of the blue war fever going on. Presumably, the intelligence people have been picking up messages in Russia that they are going to invade imminently. They're talking about air bombing. They're talking about cruise missiles and troop movements. We don't know if any of this is true or whether it's hard facts. Biden is going to meet with Putin tomorrow, or he's going to have a phone call with Putin, because diplomacy has broken down. All the European diplomacy with Russia has broken down. So there's a lot of Ukraine war fever. Look, you know, I talked to General Jack Keane on the show tonight for a while. Putin, Biden has got to say to Putin, we are cutting you off from the dollar-based international banking system. We are cutting off your banks. We are cutting off your central banks. We're going to take you out of the SWIFT payments mechanism system immediately. Immediately. Stop saying if you invade. Now is the time for him to declare banking sanctions, which will do severe damage to Russia, which is the second or third rate financial power.
Larry, but all did Putin say he was going to invade, or is it just BS from intelligence agencies?
And we don't know.
And you know the last time the intelligence agencies told the truth, and you've been in government forever. When was the last time you've seen an intelligence agency tell it the way it is?
I wouldn't denigrate the intel agencies like that. I would say their batting average is decent. They're not always right. They're just picking up stuff from Russia. That's what Jack Keane says. I mean, look, I just think that Biden should have told this to Putin. We should have put sanctions on Putin the moment he put 150,000 troops in. His diplomacy has failed, and the European diplomacy has failed. So it's time to step up and be tough. He's got to be tough. And look, if Russia goes in, he'll know it's going to be very costly. It's also going to be very costly because the Ukrainians have a strong army. They got 500,000 people, and they will fight like hell. Look, I don't think, John, this is the big story. The big story this week was the explosion of the CPI inflation report, up 7.5%. So this is a gigantic tax on the middle class. By some estimates, $250 a month or $3,000 a year on middle-income people who drive cars, use gasoline, go to the grocery stores, et cetera, et cetera. And the trouble is the administration is in denial. Janet Yellen says the inflation rate is going to be 2% by the end of the year. I'm here to tell you the inflation rate has not yet peaked. And the money supply is still growing, and the Fed does not have an action plan. And the administration is nominating several people. One's a greenie who wants climate change. The other one wants the black unemployment rate, and she wants slavery reparations. They're putting in ultra doves at a time when we've got to take stern medicine. I'm talking about an increase of 50 basis points in each of the next several Fed meetings until they see some signals that inflation is coming down. Probably the best signal is the commodity indexes, although oil went to $94 a barrel today. They got to see commodity indexes come down. The money supply has got to start coming down. The balance sheet has got to start shrinking. Otherwise, this inflation, I mean, it's going to go on for the rest of this year, but it could go on for many years if they don't take strict action right away. To me, the inflation tax on the middle class is the single biggest issue. And, John, it will continue to destroy Biden's presidency.
Well, Larry, we were together a couple of nights ago, and we talked about that that right now the prices you see at the gas stations and the prices you see in the grocery stores are from $75 oil 45 days ago, 50 days ago. Now at $95, you're going to see price increases in the month of February and price increases in March. And my only comment was, fasten your seatbelt, because prices are going to go up another 7% in the next 60, 90 days. And Janet Yellen, I think she's not telling us the truth. It sounds like the movie Trading Places.
Well, it's funny there. You got to look at the right things. I mean, this is important. You know, they're still trying to blame this on the pandemic. It's not about the pandemic. It's not about Omicron. It's the fact that we've spent way too much federal spending, $900 billion in December 2020, $1.9 trillion last March and April, and the Federal Reserve pumped in the money supply to finance it. That's the root cause. Now, we have saved America and killed the bill. BBB is dead. Big government socialism is dead. But the Federal Reserve, which doesn't want to look at the money supply, they said that. Jay Powell said that was 40 years ago. He's wrong. We've never seen anything like this. We've seen money growth now comparable to the 1970s. They have got to end that. And if they take little tiny steps, little one-quarter point steps, it's not going to do the trick. They need some shock therapy here. And by the way, the markets can take this. The markets can take this. Profits are doing very, very well. But you've got this middle-class tax hike because of 7.5% inflation, and I agree with you, all these prices, not just oil. It's food, it's gasoline, it's things related to
clothing,
cars,
anything
travel
that,
services.
And anything that a truck has to move.
Anything that a truck has to move. It's also hitting services. Look, hotels and restaurants, they're getting the business, and they're going to get more business as these economies completely open up and prices are rising. And here's the thing. Wages are rising, but the trouble is wages are not rising fast enough. Prices are rising more than wages. I mean, I'm glad wages are going up for the middle class, but the trouble is, in real terms,
they're not
going
to go up 7%.
Yeah, they can't make it there. Wages are rising about 5.5%. Inflation is rising about 7.5%. So in real terms, you're working harder, but you're losing money.
Who does it affect, Larry Kudlow? It affects the poor and the middle class. They're the ones being hurt by Washington. It's not the people that are wealthy. That, like the White House says, oh, we're only going to hurt the people that are wealthy. It's hurting the poor and the middle class.
Yeah, I agree 100%, John.
Larry Kudlow, what was your reaction to hearing President Biden call Lester Holt a wise guy and then say that he was going to combat inflation regarding the supply chain, and he never mentioned the XL pipeline?
Yeah, he never mentioned the XL pipeline. He never mentioned the money supply. I mean, he doesn't get it. He's being very badly advised. He's got, Lydia, he's got too many left-wingers around him. You know, they have been in denial about this for months and months and months. You know, I'll agree that a year ago, there was some pandemic inflation and the supply shortages. That's washed away. There may be supply shortages because of the trucking problem. But you know what? All prices are rising. You understand? Not just some goods that are being delivered by trucks, but you look at the price index of thousands of prices. All of them are rising. The diffusion of price hikes is vast. It's everywhere. I haven't seen this in 40 years. So if you don't understand the root cause, which is too much money chasing too few goods, then you're not going to solve the problem. And right now, they don't have a clue about the root cause. And that's why I say, save America, kill inflation. But this is going to destroy Biden's presidency if it isn't already dead now.
Well, Jimmy Carter is thanking Joe Biden for being president.
He's now officially not the worst president we've ever had, right?
Larry Kudlow, thank you for coming on, and have a great weekend.
Thank you.